This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you hosers, I have to do that. I'm an American. I'm in Canada. We make fun. Hockey pucks, hosers. What can we do here? Live from the Total Health Show. Totally. And this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple of hours here, broadcast healing on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication around these United States and, I guess, Canada today. On broadcast radio stations everywhere. Go to robertscottbell.com and tell your friends if they don't have a radio station where they are, they can listen live through GCN or there. Super Don, you got your ears on, your American ears on.
Yes, I'm over here in the States while you're up there in the North. And is it chilly up there?
I haven't seen much of the outdoors, but I am looking. There's sunshine out there. I imagine it might hit 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
So you're not wearing your 1980s ski jacket today, huh?
No, I'm not wearing my 1980 ski jacket.
Okay. Right.
It hasn't been as bad as last year when it snowed on Sunday at the event. So we're doing well. There's warm-hearted Canadians. They're bringing the vitamin L everywhere here. We're loving it and having a great time hanging out with Ty Bollinger, Charlene, and the kids. And we got Paul Barretero doing the Echo Water over there. We've got Sovereign Silver shots everywhere. We had the DACA Detox on Friday's show, which was fun to get a little reunion time with him. And so how are things back in the States? Everybody on drugs still since I left?
Yeah, hasn't changed, unfortunately, but you still have some work to do when you get back.
The United States of Drug America. Okay. Now, listen, I opened up my my lecture yesterday here on, you know, immune system. I said immunity is so strong you have nothing to fear. And how do you get there, right? And my first slide always, I like to recently, ask the pop quiz question, what's the most dangerous thing you can have in America? And I had to expand it to what's the most dangerous thing you can have in North America. And, you know, the first thing somebody yelled out was, a doctor. So I was like, yes, these Canadians get it. They get it. And, of course, the answer is really good medical insurance. Now, here in Canada, they do have single-payer, so-called socialized coverage. And I know people love it. Well, not all of them. But I recognize and I point out that the only thing really covered is allopathic, toxic pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific poison medicines, just like the FDA, you know, in America, they have Health Canada. So I said, you know, it's not the greatest ideal to say, yes, everything you're paying in, it only covers things that you don't want to use, unless in the appropriate way we can use medical insurance is if you get hit by a bus and you need to be put back together again. And there you go. That's insurance, but that's not what it is here. We've got a lot of homeopaths and naturopaths, holistic people here, not covered at all by any insurance scheme And people say, you know, I can't afford it because all my money is going into the socialized system that I won't even use. So they were not throwing GMO tomatoes at me when I mentioned this. That was a good sign. And speaking of GMOs, we hope to have Rachel Parent on from Canada. She's the one that's all about GMO labeling. She's a bright light. We had her on last year at this time. And we'll see where that goes. And, of course, let's see, what do we got as well? Ty Bollinger scheduled next hour. Ian Clark from Activation Products. We're reunioning. We got a lot of good stuff.
Ian's back.
Yeah, Ian's back. Nice. It's like Where's Waldo with him. You know? So
we've missed him.
We got that going on. Let's see. What else is news in America today? Elmo has been replaced as Surgeon General.
Oh, no. Who has he been replaced with?
Rear Admiral Sylvia Trent Adams, a nurse who served as Elmo's deputy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Grover.
Grover, yeah. Well, Grover would be a good one.
Grover?
Yes.
I'll be your Surgeon General.
Murphy. Murphy has been struck by Murphy's Law, I think.
Murphy? Yeah, well, Trump fired him. Like, how mean is that? He fired him. No, listen.
That's
racist. Ugh. Why? Because he's an Indian?
He's the first Indian Surgeon General we've had, so you know it had to be racism.
No,
right?
It's because he doesn't use homeopathy like Indians should. So that's the thing. He deserved to be fired. And, of course, when he was on there with Elmo telling everybody to sneeze into their sleeve because they might get Ebola, I just couldn't follow this guy. Murthy's been fired. Is that big news everywhere? Are they saying Trump is so mean and evil because he fired the Surgeon General?
I haven't seen anything negative on it at this point. I'm sure in some obscure places where you would normally find that sort of narrative, I'm sure it's being said. But
so
whatever. I mean, we had some fun at his expense a couple years ago when, as you mentioned, he went on Sesame Street and was helping Elmo not be afraid of getting a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he has been replaced by Rear Admiral. I don't understand this. What is it with being a Surgeon General that it makes you like you're the leader of some type of naval armada that is traveling across the ocean? A Rear Admiral? Isn't that I don't understand that. Where does that come from?
Yeah, and why do you need an admiral in your rear anyway?
Admiral?
I think that's silly, right? First they're going to inject you, and then they're going to shoot you, and then you give you an antibiotic. No, this is not right. Listen, why do I need? I don't need a Surgeon General. I'm just saying, I'm an American. I do not need a Surgeon General. I know people look up to them, and they do. But come on, until they're a homeopath or a naturopath that's really holistically oriented, that knows nutrition, organic, non-GMO food, I say fire them all. We don't need you. We don't need more people telling us how to sneeze into our elbow or take a vaccine or a drug. And that's part of what Sesame Street has done is, you know, they've got an autistic character, right? I forget her name. I think it's Julia or something. It's like, right. We want to be sensitive to those who are autistic. Hey, how about being sensitive to the families that have been, already injured? Their kids have been injured by the vaccines into autism. How about having a Muppet doctor who speaks out to protect children and says, you know what, we should rethink these injections because if you look at the ingredients of a vaccine, you wouldn't drink what's in it. So why would you inject it? Right? A little too much common sense for you folks up in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. Sorry, I'm not holding back on this issue.
You shouldn't. I think it's justified. And, you know, I mean, another point, like we saw RFK Jr. the other night on Tucker Carlson making the point that, you know, if a doctor in a doctor's office drops one of these vaccine vials and it breaks, they have to call in a hazmat team and evacuate the building.
Yeah, but it's perfectly safe to inject into your small child. Not. I mean,
no worries. No worries.
Listen, the truth about vaccines aired last week. It's airing all the way through to tonight, midnight, I believe, Eastern Time. If you have not seen episodes 1-7, it's time to binge watch online after the show. And then pick up a copy. There's a buy one, get one free, a 50% off special that also expires tonight. You need to know the truth about vaccines. You need to know the truth about vaccines. It's something that is not discussed in polite company or in the mainstream media. RFK Jr. has been on two shows now in the last 10 years to talk about vaccines and mercury. Two shows. One, Bill Maher on HBO. No commercials. The second one, amazingly enough, Tucker Carlson, who's scheduled to take the place of Bill O'Reilly, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Monday. I still question whether he's going to start, but he probably will because it might be too obvious if they don't let him on based on his interview with RFK Jr. about vaccines last week.
Yeah, I don't expect there to be. Like I said, I've looked, and I was actually, I noticed even Ginger Taylor was searching as well for anything negative, any kind of backlash. There really hasn't been any. What they've done is they've used the tactic of just ignoring it or making it hard to find.
Right.
I expect everything will be good with Tucker.
All right, well, that'd be awesome. Listen, you know, the debate is healthy. Debate is not healthy for those who are proposing or promoting an agenda based on a cult-like devotion to the sacrament and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Those things are known as vaccines. You want to take them? That's up to you. I'm not standing in your way, but darn it, don't stand in my way when I want to talk about it. And if that level of suppression of speech has to be enabled in order to keep people getting vaccinated, maybe your vaccine sucks so bad that they can't handle the light of day, the scrutiny involved in any scientific endeavor, where you must question and continue to question. And when they say the science is settled and there shall be no more debate, that means you need to open up the books and see what they're cooking behind the scenes, because it's probably in a big iron thing with three witches brewing the stuff up and saying double toil and trouble. They don't want you to see that.
Toss a little Eye of Newt in there.
Hey, well, exactly. That's what I'm suspicious about when they say, oh, don't look. There's nothing to see. There's nothing behind the curtain. Ignore it. Exactly when you should be really looking heavily into this thing. So, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Go to robertscottbell.com. Captain Morgan's working the notes. I pray, because she was gone on Friday. I had to do them. It was like pulling my own teeth trying to make it happen. This is the struggle I have to go through once in a while when Morgan's on a trip somewhere. So, Captain, keep at it, my friend. We love you. Appreciate you. So anything, as far as replacement of Murphy, it's just a temporary assignment, I think, at this point. Do they suspect that there'll be somebody else that will eventually come into the mix?
I'm sure, that once they've asked him to resign, and he did, and he was very graceful about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, now who it's going to be, who knows at this point.
Who can it be now, right?
Who can it be now? Maybe we can get somebody like a Tom Price in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, someone who has the rigor of academic integrity, that's willing to question everything and doesn't say there's no freedom to debate or discuss. That's what we need in terms of a Surgeon General. But will it happen? We'll see. We'll see. By the way, Joshua over there, he was on the Vax bus for a while. His son was, I believe, killed by vaccines. And I remember interviewing him when I was on the Vax bus when they were in Florida.
I think I know what you're going to say. I was just thinking this. You're talking about Joshua Coleman?
Yes, yes.
Oh, dear.
Did you see
we will have some fun with this next week. I'm going to grab some audio. Yes, he completely just trolled Richard Pan yesterday at the March for Science.
Yes, yes.
And it was
a beautiful thing, a thing of beauty. Now, folks,
you think Pan ran at the March for Science as well?
Yeah. And the thing is, it was a beautiful thing, because here's a guy who lost his child. All right. If anybody's got standing to point out to Pan that, by the way, we have a story about what's going on in California since they passed SB 277. And it's not good. It's not pretty. It's not nice for the kids of California. Much less the parents that really care about kids. But, yeah, he's holding up signs, and he's pointing out. He's the guy that went into that cafeteria up there, and I think, was it in Philly or something, and asked him for an interview, and Pan told him to go F off, basically. So Richard Pan, Dickie Pan, he's the pediatrician senator from California who wants to own and control your children and mandate medical interventions that can kill them. Yeah, those are called vaccines, folks, if you're not sure about that. All right, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm glad you're with me the next couple of hours on the air, online. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, and we'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Live from Canada. That's right. No, I'm not playing hockey. I didn't come up here to play hockey. I came up here to bring that health, freedom, and healing liberty that we love so much together that we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. The Canadians must love it, too. They've invited me back. They invited Ty Bollinger and family back, and we are back at Total Health. And if you're listening in Canada right now and you're in Toronto, come on down. We've got a full day. We won't be done till like 7 p.m. tonight. Ty Bollinger is right now doing a little presentation on the truth about cancer in addition to what he did yesterday about the truth about vaccines. I'll be following up at 3 o'clock Eastern time right after the show. I will be running down. Oh, my gosh. Look, I've just been handed sprouts by Jacqueline. Beautiful. Nature's Nurturing Organic Pea Micros, or Organic Sunflower Micros. Am I supposed to eat this while I'm on the air? Because Super Don will get mad at me. Whenever I want. Oh, this is beautiful. All right. Gifts galore, healing gifts of food galore. I'll be speaking about lung health, the first lecture I've done specifically dedicated to healing the lungs, and I'm very excited about that. We added a chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal Expanded Updated Edition about lung recovery, so that's coming up. Now, one of the ways people heal their lungs, they'll go into a salt room. Have you heard about these, that people are making salt caves in their homes?
Yes.
You have? Yeah.
I have.
Because the thing is, these ancient salt caves are, you know, like in Europe, they go there and they breathe in the ions and then all that that's coming out, and it helps with breathing issues. And we're speaking of salt. There's actually an interesting... wait a sec. No, they said it's deadly. I thought they mentioned...
Yeah, the headline tipped me off as to where they're going with
it. The headline. It's like... Americans rekindle their, I want to say, love affair with salt, but they say deadly. Deadly love affair. I, you know, it's like, why does a love affair have to be deadly? Can't it just be a love affair? right? No, it has to be deadly. It's about salt. Well, this is the thing. Where we agree with this issue is that when you're talking about processed food, you have often refined salt, which is what? Sodium chloride. Now, people go, well, that isn't that salt, Robert? Well, technically, yes. But if you really find salt mined from, like, the Great Salt Lake, like real salt, or the Himalayas, or the Celtic sea salts, you'll find 74 to 84 trace minerals that include sodium and chloride, but not just sodium and chloride. And when you do that, you have a balanced food, so to speak, that you can add to food if you need to. You can add to water, you know, almost like an electrolyte support. And it's healthful. It's healing, and in fact, it's not going to even elevate blood pressure, as I've talked about many years ago here on the show. But when they don't define what salt is, and they just say salt, then people are left, and they're confused, and they avoid all salt, and that can be detrimental as well, with a lack of the minerals that can come in through salt. Now, obviously, if you're eating whole foods, unprocessed, that, you know, they're eating organic, or the plants are in organic soil, the minerals are present in those foods. You might not need a lot of extra salt with the 84 to 94 trace minerals. But then again, we see so much depletion in the soils that it's likely we're going to need mineral support in addition. So the argument that we need no salt or such low quantities of salt can also be very detrimental to your health. So where do we have common sense being communicated in the mainstream media? Super Don, did you see any common sense in this story? Did they make a difference between those whole forms of salt versus refined salt?
Of course not. They don't. And, you know, and the reason why is because, you know, table salt, you know, the stuff that you buy that's 99 cents in a giant box, you know, at
right.
Walmart,
yeah.
is what is generally accepted as salt. You know, when you talk about these other forms of salt and natural salts and stuff like that, you know, that's that fringe woo stuff, you know, out there that they think is, you know, isn't worth anything, and you're spending, you know, more money than you should because all you really need is just sodium chloride, mm-hmm. according to science.
Right, right, right. Well, all right, so we gotta let loose again on the salt issue. Remember, when they say something, and it's kind of like when they have a dietary supplement. Somebody came up to me here at the show, handed me a dietary supplement, a new multi-level company I'd never heard of. And I'm reading the ingredients, and one of the ingredients is chromium picolinate. Chromium bound to picolinic acid, which is cellular waste. Right? Do you like your dietary supplements with cellular poop? No, thank you. But this is what they're parading and passing off as legitimate high-tech because they've got it in a liposomal form for better absorption. I don't want to absorb cellular waste better. I want to eliminate cellular waste better. So this is the thing. When you're in the natural products industry, you even have to dig deeper because not everything you find in a health food store is actually good for you. But I defend the freedom of those to put out those products, but I don't want them to call them real food supplements. It's not the same thing. These are pharmaceutical synthetic isolates, and that's not what we recommend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's not what we use here. So if I'm getting too uppity for you, I will take a dose of cannabidiol, CBD, from my friends at CB Sciences, the plus CBD oil you can get, pluscbdoil.com. Always relaxes me just a little bit. And you can get that all over the United States. I don't think it's available in Canada yet, though. So don't tell anybody. I have some here with me. All right, we'll be back. I'm going to get Stephanie Hoffman, Keith. We're going to talk about what's going on in California since SB 277. And it's easy to predict, but they don't want you to know it. We're going to let you know.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go, boys and girls. Another segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Canada, Toronto, Canada. And look, I found another American here. And I mean American like United States of American, because, of course, Canadians are technically Americans. They're just North Americans, right? Nuance.
Right,
nuance.
Right. Different ones.
Stephanie Offen McKeith, what are you doing here? Why are you here from, you know, Michigan? Why would you come here?
Because you're here. Oh. I have to follow you everywhere you go.
You're so sweet. And, of course, your husband is here as well, and Josh is somewhere around here.
Josh is floating around with the boys.
All right. Excellent. So, those of you who don't know Stephanie, she hosted something called the Cancer Prevention Convention last year, and it was in Ann Arbor. It was an awesome day, and I hear rumor that you might be doing it again.
We're looking at it. Only if RSB comes. It's the only way it can happen.
Well, I have to get a note from Super Don to make sure that it's okay.
Okay.
So.
Wow, I didn't know I had that kind of power.
Can he come? Please, can he come?
Yes, he can come.
All right. So, yeah, we're on. If you let us know, it looks like it might be the last Sunday in August.
The last Sunday in August, yeah. And we have a really cool, different venue this year, too.
Okay. And it'll be outside. How far outside of Detroit would it be?
So 30 minutes southeast of Detroit.
30 minutes southeast of Detroit. All right, so put our friends on notice in that area of the country. We may be coming back up to see you toward the end of August. So, all right, first and foremost, though, we've got to go to California. I'm going there next week to San Diego to commiserate with the moms and dads out there who are in a state that is so medically communistic that they won't let their children go to public or private schools without mandatorily accepting vaccines. That, as I said, the ingredients, if you read them, are so nasty you would never put them in a baby's bottle to drink. And if you wouldn't drink it, why would you inject it? So what's happening? What could we have predicted since the increased mandatory participation in the vaccine industrial complex scheme to inject every child? It turns out in the year 2016, just passed, autism rates at California public schools have jumped another 7%. 7% leap in autism. And they don't want to say anything but, oh, we're just better at diagnosing it.
Mm-mm.
Do you believe them?
Mm-mm.
Stephanie, do you believe them?
No way. Devastating.
Yeah. And here in Toronto, I'm hearing rumor that they're trying to make it more difficult for parents to opt out, which is a right that they have even under the Canadian Constitution, by saying, just like AB 2109 did in California, it was a stair step to SB 277. Okay, parents, you want to opt out? You have to go to a doctor training session, an indoctrination, a dogma session, a propaganda session with the doctors to intimidate you out of saying no to vaccines. That's where it starts, and then SB 277 rolls on. Canada, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You want more autism? Then go ahead and do it.
Right. Run. Run far away. Know what you're up against. Know what your rights are. Fight for your rights. That's what we need. We need education, and we need parents to fight for our rights.
What have you done? And this is not the right to party?
Well, you know.
A different kind of right?
It's a different kind of right.
Was that the Beastie Boys?
Was it?
Yeah, I think
so.
So, Stephanie, what have you done with your boys as far as navigating the dangerous terrain of modern medicine in America?
So I have three kids, actually. My oldest is almost 16, and we have an 11 and a 6-year-old.
Who's not here? The 6-year-old.
Yeah.
That's why.
I
was
only
seeing the two boys.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what we do is every year I have to go take the, you're such a bad parent that you don't want to protect your children from all of these terrible diseases class.
So they make you do a class in Michigan?
They do. I have to go to our county health department.
Every year?
Well, because of the ages that my children are, I tend to find myself there every year.
Oh.
Yeah. Because every year something else is added, something else is required.
Do they send, like, the 6'5" nurse in to intimidate you?
They do.
Yeah.
They sure do. Well, they know when I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they also want you to sign a piece of paper, not only waving your child out of the vaccines, but that you agree and you acknowledge that you are putting your child in harm's way.
You don't sign that, do you?
So I learned a while back that you paraphrase and you put draw a little arrow because you don't want to, they tell you to put it on a separate sheet of paper.
No.
But that sheet of paper is going to get lost.
Right.
They're not going to find it.
Right.
Nobody's going to know where it is. So you write on that paper, I do not agree. I am fully aware of what I am doing and protecting my child. And I do not agree that I am putting my child
at risk
or the community
at risk.
Yeah.
Beautifully done. And this is the thing. You cannot be intimidated. But you can be if you're not sure, if you're not sure of your stance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the truth about vaccines is so important. That's why what we're doing here at these health shows is so important. That's why we must communicate these truths, because parents are afraid, they're intimidated, and then they're vulnerable.
The fear
makes you vulnerable. You have to know so much that they'll look at you, Stephanie, and they'll say, oh, Stephanie's coming around. I'm not even going to bother. She'll just do her thing. That's what it needs to be. And this is an important step in the right direction that you're doing. It's unfortunate that you even have to go through those steps.
It is.
Now, do you claim it on a religious grounds in Michigan, or just you just make these statements and they don't even consider religious belief?
So right now we started with religion and we're sticking with religion, because as they slowly take our rights away,
yeah,
religion's going to be one of the last ones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That they leave for us in Michigan anyway.
Well, they took it away in California.
They did.
Which says, well, freedom of speech, the First Amendment is done in California. It's a communist country. And you know what I say? Go ahead, California, secede from the union. Right? It won't matter because you're all going to have, well, let me just say this. A nation that can't have a standing army to defend itself can easily be walked right over. And the fact is, with mandatory vaccinations, by 10 years from now, you will have no healthy young people to be in your army to protect you. We'll just walk in and take everything from you. You'll be toast. That's what California is heading toward with this disaster of mandatory vaccinations with no philosophical, no religious exemptions if you want to send your kids to private or public schools. Eventually, they're going to target homeschoolers as well.
Well, you mentioned that, and the way we do it is all of our kids go through public school till high school. Once high school hits, we pull them home. So this year is the first year our oldest did the homeschooling program. Guess what we had to do for him? The waiver, same thing. And he's
even
homeschooled. Even for homeschool. It's already progressed that far for us here.
Dude. Super Don, if you were raising kids again, you know, I know you were a California boy for a while. Would you, I mean, at this point, you know me, I would move at this point if I couldn't beat it. I'm just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, I mean, that along with a lot of other things that have made California not a place that you'd want to be. Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, it's like you said, California is a place you want to be. No, Jed Clampett, go back to Texas.
All the way. Yeah,
don't go to Beverly Hills.
Make room for me.
Right? Oh, man, what a but look at this 7% rate and increase. We're seeing dramatic increases and upticks. And we look at these kids that are turning into adults. There was a woman that came by the booth yesterday, a very nice woman who has a child who's 20 now, who's autistic because of vaccines. And she showed me her arm, and it was viciously scratched. I mean, the scabs were forming. She had heavy bandages on it. And I immediately knew. I was like, this is your son, isn't it? Yeah, she says he's not normally violent, but there are times where, you know, you have a five-year-old in a 20-year-old body because they don't develop because they've been stunted by the vaccines into autism. And this is a brutal thing to witness. There's not enough arnica and silver gel in the world to protect parents from this, much less those kids that are suffering. And this is the kind of thing that, you know, Richard Dickey Pan smiles and says, I'm helping children as a pediatrician and senator of California. And Joshua Coleman from the Vax Bus and as a dad who lost a child to vaccines are going up and saying, you're a liar. You're a liar. And I know some people, well, that's not very nice. That's not very polite. Listen, you know, I'm not a violent guy, but man, cold cocking a guy like that, I could justify it. I could defend it.
Yep.
Because they're violating your rights and your children's rights to not be molested by the medical minions of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Have I made myself clear?
Well, but what about, this is their world too. So the CDC and the FDA, these are these children that we're forcing these injections of all of these different vile ingredients on. They are our future. What are we going to do when they're all grown adults and still?
That's the point. Those of you who understand the importance of having a defense of a nation through a military, you have to have young, able-bodied men primarily. Women, don't send me hate mail. If you want to be in the army, that's up to you. But the point is, if they're all autistic, you don't have an army. You're done. You're done. We will not have an ability to defend ourselves if you feel that's an important part of a nation and its responsibility to protect its citizenry. It's over. So this is a very harsh reality that they're going to face in California, especially if they succeed in seceding, which at this point, I don't think they have anything to do with the United States Constitution, basically claiming ownership over your children, forcing vaccinations if you want to go to public or private school without exception.
Right. You know what? For our family, it goes a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our children that we have to protect from the vaccines. But Josh, my husband, he was in the Navy.
Right.
So all of these military men and women, they're grown adults, and they're having vaccinations forced upon them. We can't get his vaccination records. They won't release them to us. He has on his partial records dosage unknown.
Right.
Ingredients unknown.
And this is the reason. I mean, I don't want any kid to go into the military, not because I don't like the military, appreciate its necessity, but because they're going to be assaulted first, not from a foreign invader, but from their own brass up above it. You know, basically you become cannon fodder instantly via vaccination experiments.
Science experiments, yeah.
By the way, we have a question of the day coming in from Aaron here in Canada. I don't have the ability to play the question of the day theme, but it says, hello, Robert. I'll be traveling to Mexico in 2 months with my three unvaccinated children, ages 6, 4, and 10 months old. I heard you talk about nosodes on the last episode of The Truth About Vaccines, and I'm curious if there's a resource that will tell me which ones could be most beneficial for this specific trip. There doesn't seem to be much information available online. Thank you, Aaron. Well, Aaron, this is something that all you need to do is look on the CDC site regarding suggested vaccines for travel to different countries around the world, and that will be your indication of which nosodes you may want to utilize in place of the vaccines that they're recommending.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that you reach out to Scylla Whatcott. She's at worldwidechoice.org, Super Don. Scylla is really spearheading, and she was also in the Truth About Vaccines, Episode 7 in particular, where we talked about homeoprophylaxis and nosodes. And I'm not saying that you need to do it, but if I knew I was going to an area of exposure for my kids, certainly I would do the nosodes. I would also travel with bioactive silver hydrosol, right? I would travel with probiotics. I would travel with other homeopathic remedies to address Montezuma's Revenge. There are great homeopathic diarrhea formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And you make sure you have purified water to rehydrate. And there's where you can use salt, like sea salt, Celtic salt, and sprinkle it in the water to bring the minerals back in a case of diarrhea in that case. So, all right, Aaron, hopefully that's helpful to you. We've got one more segment. Stephanie, you want to hang out?
Sure.
One more segment? Yeah, we're going to find out what you don't want in your hash browns. If you like hash browns, we're going to tell you what not to eat with them.
Uh-oh.
There's a recall.
Okay.
Hash browns, recall. Why? Four.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, enjoying a bonus time with Stephanie Hoffman McKeith here, and her husband Josh are visiting from Michigan. We're gonna, looks like we'll be seeing them in the Detroit area. I believe it was August 27th is the last Sunday in August, if my memory serves correct.
It is.
It is. Okay, so we're gonna look forward to seeing you there. And Super Don, I think I sent out a link to you to blast out through the social media world as well. Now, I just my computer just mysteriously crashed as we're heading into this, because I think the Idaho Potato Commission was not happy about our next story. And this is our food update of the day. By the way, we've had great organic, non-GMO, a lot of vegetarian food available here at Total Health, so we've been eating very well.
A lot, yeah. Good food,
yeah. And there's a lot of chocolate, organic, clean chocolate as well, so some treats as well, which has been fun.
That was my breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack yesterday.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done. All right. Well, we do have a food update. There's a recall, right? It's not anything that we promote or sell here, but hash browns. I do like hash browns. I mean, I'm a Southern guy, even though I wasn't born in the South. I don't know if that's uniquely Southern hash browns. They're probably all over the place now. But there's a warning or recall out on a certain brand or variety of hash browns. Super Don, can you give us the name of it so people know what to look for, and we'll tell them what's wrong with it?
Sure. Yeah, the brand name, I've never heard of this name, but it's Harris Teeter.
Oh, yes.
And
that's
Roundy's
in the South.
Brand.
Roundy's. I don't know Roundy's, but Harris Teeter I know in the South. So look out, because apparently it's been contaminated with golf balls. Yes, they said that right. Look out, there's golf balls in them there hash browns. How does this happen? This is the strangest recall of many I've covered over the years. A golf ball contaminated bag of hash browns. I'm thinking, if you're cooking up your hash browns and a golf ball pops out, you're gonna go, hey, maybe this is like a Cracker Jack box with a prize golf ball, right?
Right.
But no, apparently maybe they're shredded.
Wouldn't you think it would clog the machine when they're packaging them?
Man, it tells you how tough their machines are,
yeah,
perhaps.
Right?
Well, I have an answer for you.
You do? Okay, what is it?
I dug around. It was a little hard to find. But
you dig around, my friend.
Talking about potatoes, I was digging around,
yes,
and I found USA Today is reporting that the farm that supplies the potatoes that get turned into the hash browns is a little too close to a driving range. And so apparently a number of golf balls got into where the potatoes were and got farmed along with the potatoes.
Is that right? Well, I guess that could make sense. Good news, though, on the driving range nearby there, they're having a sale on hash browns.
Right. Stock up sale.
Right. They're like, hey, look, free golf balls in my hash browns.
Uh-huh.
So this is pretty wild. Somebody call Tiger Woods. See what he's doing this weekend. A little hash brown
invite
action
him over
with golf balls.
Some breakfast.
I wonder if there's good fiber in golf balls if you rip them
maybe
up, shred them. Enough.
Maybe.
What's the outside made of? Is it GMO or not GMO? I'm just thinking. I must be hungry.
I must be.
Thinking of considering eating hash browns with golf balls. What kind
you
of crazy.
Should, you know what? Stick to my diet. Just
right?
Go for the organic non-GMO chocolate.
That'd be good. Either that or, you know, we're in California. No, we're not. We're in Canada.
Canada.
So we eat some hockey pucks. What are they made of? Are they chocolate?
Rubber.
Oh,
rubber.
They're just rubber. You just
rubber.
Chew on them?
Yeah.
Just chew and never swallow. Don't swallow the hockey puck. So anyway, crazy stuff. Listen, what we got coming up, and Rachel Parent, we meant to have on. I don't even think she showed up in time. She's in traffic here in Toronto. But she's a great gal. She's been promoting the GMO labeling or maybe even a GMO ban here in Canada. We'll see if I can get an interview with her off the air to get her on tomorrow or something. But Stephanie, it's always great to see you and your husband and your kids. And so who's watching your daughter while you're here?
She's with Grandma.
You didn't
home.
Drop her off at the driving range?
No, she's collecting the golf balls.
Right?
She's, yeah.
How cool is that? So will it be also called the Cancer Prevention Convention again? Because that's
kind
of a great alliteration. You know, it's kind of rolls. The rhymes are awesome.
It is. It's catchy, so we're going to stick with it. It's stuck. People remember it. We're going to stick with it.
All right. Excellent. Well, next hour, we got Ty Bollinger back for a segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about the truth about vaccines. It is the free replay weekend is expiring tonight at midnight. You definitely want to watch it while you can. Do some binge watching after we're off the air. And go ahead and get the 2-for-1 deal, 50% off, to buy the DVD set and share it. Share it with folks. Also, we've got from Activation Products, Ian Clark. We found him. He's here in Canada, and we're going to be talking more about the Oceans Alive, the Ease Magnesium, and we're going to go into something he says he found that is so almost secretive that most people in Ayurvedic medicine don't know about it. That's going to be cool, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah, addressing serious fungal disease infections where your skin is falling off. All right.
Well, then we kind of need to know about that.
We need to know about this. So stick around. A whole other hour of broadcast healing from Toronto. I'll, after the show, head downstairs and do my lecture on healing the lungs. If you have any questions, go to robertscottbell.com. Submit them. We'll get them answered on the air a little bit later. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, Robert.
Hey, tell them what they need to know. What do I say?
Cancer Prevention Convention 2017,
and
Michigan.
The power to heal is yours.
The power to heal is yours.
You doofus. Hey, folks, Robert Scadbell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through, 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.